Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 1/12/2023. And I'll tell you what, it just gets curiouser and curiouser. But let me say this. While the evil Luciferian scum meet in Davos, Switzerland, protected by 5,000 Swiss troops and thousands of national police in Switzerland, plus all the private security, when evil meets in the World Economic Forum to destroy the population of planet Earth and to start to kill them off and to rob them of all their birthrights and all their freedoms under the guise, of Lucifer, all right? They're getting ready to sacrifice a lot of people on this planet. Well, let me tell you what. Can you hear Davos? Can you hear it over there? Davos, are you listening? There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And Lucifer and his 200 million man army is going to go down in Harmageddon. It's going to be done as it is in the Bible, as it's told in the Bible. And Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven will defeat you, people. We'll defeat you. And along the way, I'll tell you what, you will be contested. You will be contested. It will not be the slam dunk. When you tell people that, oh, you don't have to own anything. We'll just rent it to you, and you don't need to own anything, and you'll have all the freedom and everything to not be worried about all of your stuff, you see. Yeah, come on in to the death camps, the death camps. That's what they're saying to you. This is the fifth dimensional Luciferian chessboard. Fifth dimensional Luciferian chessboard. They're getting it set up now in the Ukraine to where there will be a raison d'etre, a reason of the day, you see. For the United States and NATO to go into the Ukraine and to fight the Russians. But you see, you got Zircon missiles already off the coast of the United States, off the coast of Great Britain. You got the hypersonics in the submarines and on the missile cruisers and all the stuff. I mean, they got them down in Cuba. They got them off of Venezuela. All the places that Red China Joe wants to bring people over. And then he's also taken out the air marshals out of the planes. That's real smart because now you can get all kind of Muslim Islamic terrorists, the jihadi boys, which are coming now, with the Iranians moving across the isthmus, in a sense, and into the Pacific Ocean with their submarines. Now, let me tell you something real quick here. I'll tell you real quick, you see, because we had a little FAA NOTAMs system down. Now, those that have listened to this radio station for a lot of years, remember back in 2005 when the entire FAA computer system on air traffic control, not just NOTAMs or notices to the air mission, but the whole air traffic control system went down outside of Chicago in an odd scenario where somebody broke in and then there was somebody that was killed or hurt wounded in the course of them taking down the computer system and bop, 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 somewhere near the Fox Lake area, as I recall, the Fox Lake, air type area, okay, out there past Elgin or somewhere in there, all right? Somewhere in that area out in there, as I recall back then. That was fixed up. This was the NOTAMs. Well, that doesn't really preclude a plane from flying, but they shut down all the air traffic in the United States and in Canada. Now, let me tell you what happened after that. Within less than 15 minutes, all special HIRAC, or what I call HIRAC, what is high resolution data transmission only, spread spectrum frequency hopping. Frequency hopping. In other words, it hops and changes frequencies at will to confuse. And if you don't have the right kind of equipment or the ability to understand what's going on, you'll never ever see the message nor hear it because it's not in voice. And that all went on frequencies that most people don't even know exist, that the average ham and egger don't know about, all right? And this went on for all national command system units, and that was in spread spectrum, frequency hopping. It went all up, boom, right now. In order for that to happen, somebody has to give an order, all right? Somebody has to give an order. Now, that there doesn't mean there is an attack, although they did guise it in terms of, oh, we were just updating the system and somebody reloaded the wrong, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. No, well, that's the cover story, you see. So all the national command system were up. Now, that all the DOD, all the different militaries, including Virginia Beach, Oceana, all of that, all right? Which, incidentally, for most people aren't aware, that's now a NATO base, and it's commanded by a British admiral, allegedly. It is. So the spread spectrum on all these nets went up. Nowhere else was it. All the military. Mount Weather, which is one of the secret bases in the mountains outside of, you know, D.C., Virginia, West Virginia, that kind of area. Mount Weather, which Mount Pony is not too far from there. The Greenbrier, which is old school but still could be used. And then Site R, just north of there in Pennsylvania, all that stuff went on, okay? Plus, all of the FEMA high-resolution net, the FEMAR net, okay? Of all the 10 FEMA regions in the country with their capitals, that all went up, okay? And then everybody and their dog has got this elite data transmission, frequency, hopping, spread, spectrum, high-level networks that all went up within less than 15 minutes. And then in looking to see where this might have originated or the order originated from, now isn't this interesting? This might be interesting to some of you. And there may be some of you who think you know, but you really don't know, okay? Because they've hid it from you, too. The 30 pieces of silver, men, they hid it from you. So this is what's going on. In a certain area called Forest Moor, M-O-O-R, Forest Moor, like the dew is out on the moor, okay? Forest Moor, and that is in Yorkshire, which is the northern part of England, just south of Scotland, remember? Braveheart attacked it, remember? William Wallace. They say he's 7 feet tall. He attacked York, right? Forest Moor, which is originally a World War II SIGINT base and tracking base and radar base and all of that, is one of two things in UK and Great Britain. You got GCHQ, which is down the road a little bit. But there's also four more of them in overseas positions. And you can bet there's one somewhere near the old British Hong Kong possessions. You can bet that. But you can also bet one at least in Canada, which then would turn on certain things in Canada. And then you can bet that there's a couple more probably in the United States. So consequently, you have a scenario where it was Forest Moor. Through activating their system, somebody gave an order, all right, that automatically turned on all of these nets in the United States and Canada and all over Great Britain, including all the FEMA regions. Well, why is the FEMA regions? Oh, well, aren't they in NORTHCOM going to be the ones that do the martial law? Isn't it going to be run through the FEMA regions in time of an emergency? And when you're locked down and your banks or accounts are confiscated and they're all going to just put you on rations and take you down to the sports stadium or the mega church, you see, that has the wire routed now to protect their parishioners or their people, their members of their church. So the fact is, you got Boris Moore activating it. Well, how did they know to activate it? Well, because they know. Well, then, but a few days prior to that, back on the 29th of December, you see, allegedly there was Iranians allegedly put through some nuclear material, some radioactive material, all right, uranium-235 or whatever it might have been. I don't know what it was. Allegedly through Heathrow Airport. Well, that is that the cover story? Or is it the next level up on the Luciferian chessboard? Now, follow the Luciferian five-dimensional chessboard. Star Trek had three levels, remember? Well, the Lucy's got about five because five is funnier and five is the number of the death, you know. Five is the number of five, FBI. Five is the number of the fifth directorate of the Soviet KGB, you see, the wet work. Five is the killer groups, all right? Because five is funnier, they used to say in the old. But who owns and controls the British military and government? Who owns and controls the banks in New York City? Well, it's London. London calling and the ba-ba-ba. Well, in the city of London, there are the four gates and they have dragons that sit over them. Dragon sculptures made of metal, you see. And inside there is all the financial wealth of the world and the traders and the banks and the Rothschilds and all the different EIEIOs of banks, who then own the EIO banks in New York City and Chicago and St. Louis, and they own the Federal Reserve Bank system, in a sense, and the big banks, all right? And then that banks, the Rothschilds, also now control all Vatican financing is controlled through the Rothschild banks, all right? After the debacle, you see, with the Bishop Marchenkis and all of that, and the poisoning death of John Paul I, all right? This all leads together at the top level of the stuff, you see. But what's going on? We got the WEF meeting starting, I believe, today in Davos. And that's Klaus Schwab and his Doctor of Doom, Harari. Yuval Harari, who I believe is allegedly might be the relative of a former Mossad agent named Michael Harari, who used to be the buddy of Noriega, you see, but who escaped over the Cordillera, that's the jungle mountains, you see, to get out of there when the U.S. went down there on the Santa Claus down the chimney visit to get old Noriega. Now, I know about this because I knew a guy that that knew Sergeant Corella, I believe the guy's name, I'm sure he's out by now, who was the master of the Australian rappel, but he was an Army guy. And I remember back in the day, what was it, 89 or whatever, that I knew about it prior to around Thanksgiving. You know, around that time frame that they were going to be a little Christmas, Santa Claus was coming down the chimney. So I told some people, they thought I was full of crap back then. And then they said, well, how did you know? I said, well, I just, somebody in Got a few friends downtown, a few teeth left in my head, you know? And I'm not trying to be cute, overly cute tonight. I'm just trying to tell you that there is a higher level of stuff. Now, let me add a few more selections in the cut of the onion from the fifth level up, okay, or the fourth, fifth level up. Or low down, depending on how you want to look at it. They think up is down and down is up. You know, woe to them that call good evil and evil good, you see, which is the people we're talking about. They work for Lucifer and worship Lucifer the Lightbringer and the other fallen angels who are in Antarctica and who have been utilizing powerful ancient technologies from Antarctica, energy technologies that are way far ahead or way far behind, whichever way you want to look at it, of the capabilities even of the atmospheric heaters we have today. The volume or the amount of power is not even close, even though the harps and all of the 72 other, and believe me, old brother Quayle found out, old Steve Quayle found out that there were over 72 Tesla howitzers, atmospheric heaters, scalar interferometers, however you want to just call them, harp-like systems, 72 around the world that the United States either owned outright or was partners with the host country or the host regional military or whatever it was in using. But then what's in the Antarctic is the ancient technologies that are so incredibly powerful. Powerful enough, as I told you in the past few, I don't know whether it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever, I told you that I thought they were speeding the planet up by bringing up these huge energy constructs into the equatorial area from Antarctica. And then I said that I found out that the planet actually has, Earth has been speeding up, and then that would change its wobble, then that would change its trajectory, and then that might alter certain things with regards to solar storms or whatever. Meaning it might make them worse instead of better. So consequently, if your goal with the Lucifer is to kill population planet Earth no more than 500 million, you see, then they want to kill a whole bunch of people as blood sacrifice to Lucifer. So Lucy thinks he gets power, you see, to challenge Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Well, you're going to lose, Lucy. You're going to lose. You've already lost. Can you see your career dissipation light? Can your banker buddies and your henchmen at the top levels of executive branches and military branches and intelligence and law enforcement branches, the EIEIOs, they should be able to see, na 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 na, their career dissipation light, that little blinking red light in the back of the mirror when they shave in the morning. And they used to get comfort of how handsome they were and powerful they were. And they got their tailored uniforms and the hut, 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 and the shiny boots and shoes, hut, 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 hut. And then they get the $150, $250 wavy haircuts with all the cool stuff, or with the product, the gel, like a Bodhi Bodich, like Malibu Bodhi, or Ray Ray. Incidentally, at the Davos, a certain person named Ray Ray is going to be in attendance. Why is the head of the FBI going to the Davos thing to take orders from the World Economic Forum? It's because London calling, bop, 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 bop. The banks in London and Zurich and Frankfurt own the banks, and in China and in, you know, Riyadh, they own the Federal Reserve Bank stocks in New York and other Federal Reserve banks. They own all the other money center banks controlling interest. You got to dive into the, what is it, the 10-Ks and the forms and all that stuff to see who controls it. Now, I did all this years ago, listening to Chuck Carter in the 90s, all right? Before they took his network away out from under him and tricked him into losing his second network. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got Ray Ray, Christopher Ray with the wavy hair. Why the heck is he going to listen to the World Economic Forum? Is he going as the new head of the worldwide secret police? Will he be vying for the title, you see here, of the head Nazi or whatever? Or the head commie? I suspect so, all right? You got BlackRock going. You got all kinds of stuff. You got the governor of Georgia going. It's going to open himself up and open Georgia up to the good power, you see. Now, back, if you remember, back about 204, 203, or I think about 204, you recall that they were going to make this, you know, Atlanta the capital of all of the what we call part of the southern United States and South America, Central America. That was going to be the capital city of those. So are they going to do that again? Perhaps so, you see. In Atlanta and Georgia, they have had some little problems, and they've stuck with the power structure. Stuck with the power structure on the Senate votes, on the Trump votes, all the different stuff. Now, if London owns a large portion of the debt and Red China owns a large portion of the debt, of course, London banks own a large portion of Chinese debt and corporations, etc., or their partners in them. And even the big retailers, you see, are partners with the Chinese military, allegedly, Wally World, allegedly, you see, which used to be all U.S., Made in America. Remember, that's how it started all out. Started from the dime stores, the Ben Franklin dime store type thing. But it has become something else, and then they became partners with all of the factories in China. Of course, the Chinese military, PLA, or the CCP, owned the 51%, but somebody else would own the 49%. And then all the products would be made over there, and then all gradually we started seeing all the jobs going, all the jobs going, all the jobs going, okay? And that was the whole series of the 80s, 70s, ever since Nixon and Kissinger went to China. Then from then on out, it was losing American jobs, losing the factories, lose the factories, lose the factories. Until now, it may be too late to even bring them back. Trump was working on it and had a strong hand in this thing, and he had them scared. So now the Republicans are going to go back to that and investigating China and how do we get our jobs back and all of that. Well, that's a good thing. I'm all for that. But before all that happens, or before Red China Joe, who's got some Car-Lago problems, Corvette Lago problems, right? Oh, the Red Chinese give $50 million to the University of Pennsylvania, which then gives Joe an office at a campus near outside of Washington, D.C., which then he does not know what documents were ever in there while he was a professor for 4 years at Pennsylvania. He didn't profess anything other than getting another big bite of the Red Chinese, Ukrainian, or Russian, you know, ham sandwich. Through Hunter, $1.45 billion through Hunter. I think we need to investigate that, but do you think, let me ask you this, do you think if they get close to getting them, do you think that maybe that somebody just don't open the Capitol doors or open the doors to the United States? Or take the air marshals off the aircraft, or let the southern border just be the southern border and let it be emptied through and, you know, all of that? Do you not think that because in Texas that Abbott causes a problem and stands up his own state guard and everything, all right, Texas state guard at the border, that then what do? They remove all the stuff in Arizona to come through there with them, right? So we've got the Luciferians, the World Economic Forum, working under Lucifer himself, trying to bring about the subjugation and then subsequent blood sacrifice of billions of people on planet Earth for the glory of Lucy, all right? To give him devil power, you see, and to try to steal the souls. That's why Lord Jesus... I had to read that, hadn't I? What is that, Luke? I believe it's Luke, ain't it? Luke 21. Let's see what we got. Of course, my bookmarks don't always appear when I want them to. Here we go. All right. I think it's in Luke 21, isn't it? Verse 16, and ye shall be betrayed, Luke 21, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And, you know, some of them are disillusioned or deluded by the 6G and the vaccines, you see. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Verse 19, listen to this. In your patience possess ye your souls. You see? And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And then let them which are in the Judea flee into the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Did you see the 20-foot waves outside of, you know, places in Northern California, Southern California? Did you not see that? And incidentally, right now, Lord Jesus, will you go to all of those who are in the travail of the floods and the wind and the snow and the rain in California and Oregon and Nevada and Utah and all the different places, Lord, to all of them that have in the southern part of the United States and Alabama, where there were 20 tornadoes, and all through the southeast now, all the rain and the wind and the storms and all of the stuff. And we already had that in the northern tier, and we had all of those things prior to that. Lord Jesus, will you go to everybody who's under the gun, who's under travail, who has a problem, or who has lost a loved one? Will you provide for them, Lord Jesus? Will you touch them and let them know that you're touching them to bring them through into a new hope, a new day? Or if they have lost their lives, that they have passed on through, that you greet them and tell them, hey, you've got an everlasting life with me here in heaven. Your travail is done. You look as good as you ever looked in your entire life. You can still be seen that way. And there is no heaviness on the heart, no problems, no illness, no sickness, nothing. The Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven have the best deal for you. And if you will just repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, you will have everlasting life with him in heaven. And before that, he'll start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean and start to wash your sins away. And you'll feel them go a little bit day by day. But some of you, and you know, maybe some of me, you know, they got bad stuff, or they have a lot of, you know, stuff to repent. It takes longer and longer. But you see, the Lord Jesus will pick you if he wants you to work for him in a certain way. And he doesn't pick the milquetoast or the skinny minis, let me tell you. He picks the people that are able to go into the fight, all right, against the evil. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you that with the money center banks in London owning all the banks, that they are, along with the Chinese banks, the Riyadh banks, the Frankfurt, Germany banks, the banks in Switzerland, that they control all basically the United States. They control the whole world's debt, which is in the quadrillions on the derivatives. Go to stevequayle.com. You'll look at the one of the stories today in Steve's comment. And hats off to the one brother from Iowa who sent the original article up. And you know who you are. God bless you and protect you. But the fact is that that idea is there, but then also the debt, that's the debt of the world and of the banks and the corporations. That's in the quadrillions. But the U.S. government, according to Professor Kotlikoff, who was Reagan's favorite economics professor, favorite economist, Kotlikoff, I believe the last time he said that the true debt and obligations of the United States government was about not $35 trillion, $220 or $250 trillion, okay? So you see, in this financial realm, the real wealth is guaranteed through the Bank of Settlements in Switzerland, where they have the big money groups, the 30 big money groups or whatever, have made agreements through the International Bank of Settlements that with regardless of what currency that Earth has or uses, once they consolidate the power, after the chaos comes the order, ordo ab chao, order out of chaos, okay? They create the chaos, the death, all of the confusion, the wars, everything, so that then they can then come in and, under Lucifer, set in the order, all right? And that means concentration camps, and that means your bank accounts go bye-bye. That means they take your house and they send the trucks and they come on out and pick you up, all right? Or they leave you in place if you're a willing subject. And then they'll just keep giving you more vaccine boosters, or you're going to need the new vaccine. And then now the current thing is, oh, Bill Gates, I told you last night, Bill Gates is looking to put the vaccines into the food supply for those vaccine hesitant of you out there. Do you think it might be time now to get another can or two or 20 of chunky soup or Progresso soup or pork and beans or roast beef hash or corned beef hash or tuna or mackerel or Alaskan pink salmon or whatever it might be, chicken breast, and put the cans up that are not going to be, oh, because guess why? Oh, they're going to use mRNA vaccines now on livestock. Livestock and companion animals. means dogs, cats, minor birds, whatever. All right? Gerbils. Pygmy runts or whatever they call those, you know, guinea pigs. So all of those are going to get the mRNA vaccine, and then the 6G will alter that. And then the 6G, in the 6G, the human being, you see, the body, which has the carbon nanotube constructs that become antennas and little transmitter places, they're all going to be controlled through the 6G. So the zombies walk off the cliff like the lemmings of old, you see. Or what was it, World War Z, or one of those movies where they all kind of walk off the cliff together or whatever. So let me tell you, Lord Jesus, will you also go right now to Brother Dave? Go to Brother Dave, Lord, and may you go into him and may you touch him at this moment in time. May you touch him and touch him so hard that he feels your power, your glory in his body, and that you remove out all the bad stuff, Lord. You remove it out of him and restore him back to full health, which is the pathway that he's on right now, but without the removal of all the bad. Lord Jesus, will you do that for Brother Dave? Will you pray for him now out there, people? Jesus, go to Dave right now. Will you remove the bad stuff? Will you remove the cancer out of his body and restore him back to health? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And there's so many to pray for. Did you hear the story? Well, it's not a man named Jed, but he was able to keep his family fed. He didn't discover oil, but he did know about something in his neck or shoulder area, you see, that was a lump that was giving him, starting to give him pain after a number of years, although he noticed it years ago. And when it finally got taken out, a knowing surgeon showed it to said person, and it was about a little bigger than a quarter, and it was the thickness a little more than a quarter, and it had a couple little wires out the edge, but it was all covered in tissue, like encysted in skin and tissue, all right? Over this thing, this round thing. And then the said doctor said to old Jed, he said, "This has been in your body an awfully long time. When did you first notice it?" "Well," he said, "I first noticed it real recently when it was giving me problems and pain. But it had been there and he'd known about it, oh, I don't know, since maybe 1969. And, so then the guy said, "Okay, well, it's been in there a long time, and see how the cyst formed over it, the skin and the tissue covered this whole thing up, and it was hard to get out." He said, "Well, there we go. I'm going to put it in the thing." So he dropped it into the beaker or the glass beaker or the glass tray or whatever it was where you put the, you know, the lump or the bump or the cump or whatever, the cancer or whatever, into it. Well, when he dropped it into the beaker or the tray, the glass tray, guess what it did? Jed said it went clink, clink, as in a metallic clink. A metallic clink. Well, skin or, you know, tissue or cyst, they don't go clink, do they? But they are when they are implants, either from aliens or no such people, or whoever the implant was from. Or maybe those people work together now. Ha, ha, ha. All right? But it was a really interesting little story. It's part of the story. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you. This fifth-dimensional Luciferian chessboard, the WEF is meeting. The Davos groups are meeting. And I remember a number of years back when I was on the air and I was talking about Boutros Ghali and the possibility that he was the Antichrist and all these kind of different things, and talking about the underground deal and in the necropolis, the Roman necropolis underneath the Vatican back then, and how John Paul II was on his last legs upstairs, you know, and that down below there was a whole group of the world's leading leaders met, and Chavez was there, and all kind of people, and Israelis and Arabs and Americans like maybe Dark Dove Hunter were there, and all kind of people. Now, if you're young, you don't know who Dark Dove Hunter is. You know who Darth Vader was. Well, look up and see who somebody named Dick was shooting his dove hunting or pheasant hunting partner. He shot a certain attorney with a shotgun. Of course, they didn't report it really to the sheriff until about 8-10 hours later, after they took the other guy to the hospital. Okay, but Darth Dove Hunter allegedly were there, and there was a giant being controlled allegedly by Boutros Ghali, who I described as the old Memphian priest. Not in Tennessee, but the original Memphis. And he had the book of spells, and he was dancing this thing around, and there was a sacrifice of a young blonde-haired baby child, a girl, with the giant, who was chained up. And then in the midst of that, allegedly back then, and I'll tell it again, allegedly, Chavez stood up and said, "You're all devil worshipers. I'm getting out of here." All right? So he left by a secret, one of the tunnels or whatever, and left. And then at that moment, let's just say one of the MMVs stole the book of spells while old BBG was transfixed with all the hubbub, and everybody was in a hubbub. And they're all in the black hood and with the cloaks with the black hoods and talking and la, 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 you know, Luciferian bullcrap in the Roman Acropolis underneath the Vatican all those years ago. And consequently, that disrupted the whole thing. It wasn't long after that that Chavez started playing around with nuclear weapons in the jungles and stuff coming in from Korea and in daily flights from Iran and all these things. Then he bought hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars worth of Russian missiles, high-end helicopters, aircraft, Kalashnikovs out the wazoo, machine guns, the whole nine yards, RPGs, bought it all. And then we had a little incident that back there at the, you know, Orchid Island, the Isla or Orquida, or whatever they call it down there, which is a presidential island off the coast of Venezuela, which had the old Nazi sub pens underneath, by the way, and then the Russians could get up in there too. And then at the time, back during that time period, I'll just tell you, old Hawk was talking about La Orquilla and Chavez and how the Russians were coming up underneath and all that. And all of a sudden, one day, on the air traffic controller of the Venezuela, of the Venezuela military, in English, says, U.S. Navy plane, bop, 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 do you need assistance in finding your way back to international space? You're right now over La Orquilla Island, okay? So I talked about it the day before, the night before, and then by Friday night or Saturday night after a Thursday show, somebody just drifted a Navy plane over that area to look and look-see. Well, if they look and look-see, then they found what old Hawk was telling you was true. So consequently, one long after that old Chavez, after certain nuclear devices were recovered in the jungle by the MMV, all right, And then that kind of cooled down. It wasn't too long after that, though, that the powers that be in the CIA, allegedly, got their third attempt on him and took him out, I think, with the Jack Ruby cancer, you know? If you don't understand that reference, you need to look it up. It was a quick cancer, right? Injected in the Dallas jails, you say. Anyway, it's a dangerous world out there, people. And if you don't think that they're not going to collapse the entire economy, they say, well, Hawk, why would they do that? They're into making money. They own the money. They create and issue the money. The Federal Reserve notes, the franc, the pound, the euro. You see, they issue all of that. The escudo, all the different peso, you know. The yuan, the renminbi, they issue all of that. Their banks control the issuance of that. And they own entire sectors, or shall we say, of raw materials. Millions and billions of acres of land. Okay. They own mining concessions everywhere. They own all kind of stuff, the factories, the chemical plants, the refineries, all the different things. They own the oil fields, the gas wells. They own all of it. The big parts of it anyway, the controlling parts. So consequently, they're making their move in worshiping Lucifer. You ever see the movie The Omen? You see the different ones, and I don't recommend you watching them all that close because I don't like the devil crap of Damien and all that. But in order to get the gist of it, you could get the gist of it. And in the final ones, where Damien has grown up, they bring in all the leaders of the world who worship Damien, okay? The Antichrist, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're at that period of time where we know the season. Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24. And he says, you know, wars, rumors of wars, you know, famine, pestilences, earthquakes, diverse places, you know. These are all the beginning of sorrows. Then it really gets bad. So now they're now controlling the weather on a bigger scale, a much larger scale than they were. And today, I don't see the Antarctic involved as I see individual ones of the 72 scattering interferometers around the nation and the planet that allegedly were discovered by Brother Quayle to be also perhaps corresponding to the 72 goetic demons. So all of this is the prelude here, and this meeting, I believe, in Davos, they're going to set up some kind of timetable, and you're going to see this flush down the toilet. You're going to see the wild weasel. The wild weasel is running, then all of a sudden, he sees one of Casey Jones's clones on methamphetamines and moonshine driving the train to Function Junction at, you know, 150 mile an hour, all right? And incidentally, old coal-fired trains coming downhill. Back in the old days, old coal and wood-fired trains, the old steam engines, they could get up to 120. Coming downhill anyway. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to see Wild Weasel jump on one of Casey Jones' trains, and you look over there, and they're all headed to Function Junction. Full blast at the same time with the hammer down, baby. The hammer down and a howl, old Casey Jones howling like a wolf. Or more like a dadgum coyote as far as I'm concerned. So it's up to you to make sure that you, like the wise virgins, have oil for your lamp and extra wicks and you've got lamp for the lamp on. You're ready for the bridegroom to come into the marriage. You're going to go into the marriage with him. And what did the foolish virgin say? Lord, Lord. The door had already been shut, see, and the wise virgin had gone in with the Lord into the marriage. Okay. The bridegroom into the marriage. And they say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he says, verily I say unto you, I know ye not. So you got to be prepared in order to, as Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 24, those that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Let's say a prayer for Brother Quayle and let's give him some good amount of business tonight as well. But Lord Jesus, will you touch Brother Steve Quayle? He is one of your top servants that I've known in my entire life. He is doing so many things in so many ways to let the people know about you and about how to love Jesus and bring Jesus into your heart to be your Savior and to show people the history of the world and how it really is through his Giants books, through his archaeological endeavors in Mexico with his teams down there, uncovering the alien human correspondence in the sculptures and in the plaques and the different stuff that they've found. And all the books, all of the radio broadcasts, TV broadcast is Steve Quayle 2.0, his private briefings, the whole nine yards. Lord, will you touch Brother Quayle and will you give him a good jolt of your energy to let him know that it's you, Lord, and he loves you. He knows you when you touch him. And Lord, will you give him thing and will you boost him and improve all of his health and improve everything and his finances, his businesses, all of his endeavors. Will you lift him up, Lord Jesus, and give Brother Quayle a good shot in the arm of goodness, of the good stuff. Not a shot in the arm of the bad stuff, but your love, your satisfying water. Immerse him in it, Lord Jesus. You can call Brother Quayle's office at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. Tell him that you'd like to get some gold or silver, or you would like to sign up for Steve Quayle's private briefings, or to get the new Lies of Men and Gods DVD, or to get the Megadrought DVD, and pass those on and get extra ones to give it, pass out. Give one to your church library. Give one to your public library. Spread it around. Stand up for our Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Help Brother Quayle to help you and other people to see them. And it's my wonder. I'm so glad that I had Brother Quayle in my life to make it okay for me listening to him to come back to Lord Jesus so many years ago. And I listened to him from Johnstown, Colorado, various times, and Blueprint of Survival, the Q Files, and then now I basically sold Hawk Show the two nights, Thursday and Friday. Steve gave those two nights over to me. He said, Hawk is the one that knows all the different things and cuts across a lot of different worlds and parts of what I've done over the years and has listened to me. And the Lord told me to put him on air. And here I am. And here I am going on 19 years now, ladies and gentlemen. Because when you work for the true CIC, the Lord Jesus, he will let you know what's going on. Now, let me give you another little tip. You know, I'll tell you what. Certain people have found and seen. I saw and finally recognized after they left, or right after they left, a white Silverado truck with a white camper shell that matches the actual truck. And somebody that came up to me at a gas station asking odd and weird questions. And then I figured it out. Well, let me tell you what, you're known. I got your facial recognition, went into my computer, my mind, my brain, and I saw you from another time, all right? And I now know who you are. At the same time, one of the friends of the show, a white panel van with windows but no company name, sort of glides up by a condo in another state, all right? And the Lord says, why don't you look out the window? He looks out the window. He sees this thing. gets the binoculars, and there's one of the window blinds on the side is up, and he sees a rack of equipment like radios and like surveillance equipment in there. And then as he keeps pouring and boring into it, somebody comes, and then pulls the window blind down. Well, you were seen over there, and I'm going to tell you what, you piece of crap, we work, both me and him, work for the Lord Jesus, the true CIC. If you want to mess with us, we're going to have everlasting life in heaven. You can kill us, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to make sure if I can come back down real quick with the archangels and the angels and maybe Greg Evenson and a few others, I'm going to come down, I'm going to tap dance on your head, son. I'm going to come down and tap dance on your head, whether I got to run a parachute or be a junior angel or whatever I'm supposed to be. Because I'll tell you what, your career dissipation lights, you people, your career dissipation lights are buzz, buzz, little red buzz in the background. And then the na, 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 na. Every time you look in the mirror, every time you think you're cool, you put on your hut, 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 tailored uniform and your war wagon with the dark tinted glass and all the special stuff and the nitrous button and all the things and all your tools, you see, of your killer trade. Every time you look in the mirror or you're driving in your truck or your vehicle, you're going to hear, na, 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 that old East German siren, okay? It's coming for you. It's coming for you, baby. To all of those people in Davos, may Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven strike you down tonight. I know that our Father in heaven has given them the time for them to choose and to let them run. He's withheld the hand of protection to a great deal from the United States and from Europe and every place, the United Kingdom. At the same time, the reason is some of the top slots worship him instead of our Father in heaven. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Sharpen your knives. Sharpen your machetes. Load up about 30, 40, 50 mags. Get your MREs ready. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike a blow against the Luciferians. Maybe Davos has an avalanche. I don't know. Maybe their hill caves in or a mysterious earthquake. But I'll tell you what, when you look and see who's going there, and you see Christopher Ray and BlackRock and this one and that one and the other bank and all the big shots, then you know it's the Luciferian scumbag. Bandico Rangers, I know you're ready, and old Mickey LaPool, Mickey, let that friend of yours overseas know before it's about ready to start over there in that there forest, you know what I'm saying? And road and track, little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you and bless you. May you learn your skills. Bye.